It's Friday, big weekend up ahead. I got that thing lined up for me. Yes, she'll be handling all of my needs. I just couldn't be happier. Yeah, well, of course, there was a time in my life when I didn't think I'd ever see a smile on a pretty girl's face or another joyous weekend. There was a time in my life when I was glad just to live hour by hour, minute by minute, back when I was in NAM. Yeah, the name on the uniform said Grease Manelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Quang Tree, 1967. We were on the outskirts of town, marching back from a very complicated op. All my men were maintaining rigid form. I didn't care if we'd been out in the field for 6 months. When we marched back, we looked sharp. And all my men were shouting cadence as we marched. Hip, 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 T-3-4, Sergeant Fury is his name. Hip, T-3-4, killing commies is his game. Hip, T-3-4, Ho Chi Minh won't act so big. Hip, T-3-4, and Fury makes him squeal like a pig. Say sound off, 1, 2, Marines! But we were marching along the road, feeling full of ourselves, smoking camels, our guns slung casually across our back, when suddenly, coming in behind us, low, over the trees, we didn't see him, it was an enemy MiG! I said, watch it, men, hit the deck! Mud smashed up all around us, we were right in the middle of a rice paddy, there was nowhere to go, for about a mile around us, it was just flat land, that guy could pick us off one by one! We were terrified, as he swooped lower and lower. With those bullets kicking up the paddies all around us, then I got an idea. When he came in again, I made a universally known obscene gesture at the pilot. He saw me and came for me. I ran away, led him away from my men. He came in, I prayed to God, and I pulled the pin on the grenade. And when he passed right over me, I threw the grenade as high in the air as I could. I watched that grenade circle upward, and finally, the grenade and the plane met simultaneously. And gasoline rained all around us. It was wonderful. The sky was red with a huge fireball as I stood there, victorious, yelling at the top of my lungs. The pilot bailed out. And after he egressed from the aircraft, we saw his chute open, and he started drifting lazily down toward us. But I got tired of waiting for him. I got tired of waiting for that stinking commie to drift lazily toward the ground. So I broke out the old M16 and I ventilated his parachute for him just to make him drop a wee bit quicker. Well, when he landed on the ground, I called up Wasniewski, who spoke that lingo. I said, Wasniewski, ask him the town he was headed for. We need to know his mission. Wasniewski said, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. The pilot said, oh, bingo. I said, what'd he say, Wasniewski? Wasniewski said, sir, he said the equivalent of, yo mama. I said, oh, yeah? I said, ask him again. Wasniewski said, hold on, I said, what'd he say, Wasniewski? He said, that's right. I said, your mama. I said, all right, Wasniewski, let me handle this. Man, I don't want you to be implicated in this questioning. I want all of you to turn your backs. Turn your backs! I'm going to find out this guy's op if it's the last thing I do. And so my men obediently turned their backs. I said, Wasniewski, you tell him I'm looking for the town of his ops. He said, Roger, sir, he knows that. I said, all right, turn your back, Wasniewski. All of you, turn your backs! And so all my men turned their backs, and to this day, none of them can be really sure what I did, but I got that guy to talk. I got that stinking commie to talk, and everybody in the whole valley heard him yell, Quang Tree!
Let's rock.
Man.